Okay, so in your ongoing experience of seeing movies and things without me, I gather you went through another double bill with vampires. And not with vampires, but with vampire movies, that would have been more entertaining. Yeah, that would have been different. So what was it like? What were the movies, and is it as good as I'd hoped?
Okay, it's part of a mini season in Cinematheque where they're showcasing vampire films, and because of a technical difficulty on the Monday night, they couldn't show the film. It was 35mm, and their extractor fans had died the death. So if they tried showing the film, it would like burst into flame.
That would be bad.
Yeah, like vampires in the dawn.
But bad,
yeah.
Yes.
But bad. So they held over the Monday film until Thursday night, so we got a double bill.
Yes.
Now, luckily, the two films, The Hunger and Near Dark, are each just over 95 minutes.
Worked well as a double bill.
So they're not excessively long, and they worked well as a double bill.
Both met in the 80s, so they kind of worked together.
Yeah. The Hunger is directed by Tony Scott. It's the one with
Susan Sarandon and Catherine Deneuve and David Bowie.
Yes, very stylish film.
Extremely stylish.
They don't actually use the term vampire at all in the film. They talk about Egyptian long life magic.
There's
thingamawatsa.
Clearly blood, obviously lots of blood. But
although
it's never mentioned.
They do mention Nosferatu, etc. in the theme song at the beginning of the film.
Yes, but that's just incidental because they picked a really good song from Bauhaus that worked. You know, and they mentioned Bela Lugosi and things like that. So, you know.
It was a great opening credit sequence. I hadn't seen the film before, so it was quite delightful to see it. I've heard a lot of people talk about it.
I haven't seen it in a long time, but it was, it was very good to see it again.
The other film was by Catherine Bigelow, who I think was Zero Dark Thirty and The Hurt Locker and stuff.
Yes.
Yep. Mm. And I hadn't seen it before. It was sort of a Western vampire film.
Yeah, which brings me back to the whole topic of you really, really, really shouldn't live in the desert if you're a vampire. It seems to be a really dumb plan, you know.
Except I keep thinking, if you've got a mace in your caves deep underground
and
stuff,
if you were
really
sane and sensible about that and you'd set it up well, that would be good. These vampires, more along the lines of, hey, look, we have an old truck. We'll drive around, then we'll steal another old car and we'll try and black it out really, really, really quickly before dawn comes and kills us all.
Vampires don't have to be bright.
They're clearly not. One of the vampires, played by Lance Henriksen, who is
often
terrifying in everything he does, is supposedly fought for the South during the American, we'll go with their concept, you know, the war between the states.
We know that they did that because of Abraham Lincoln.
Absolutely, there were vampires. Yes, we do know that.
But, and they were fighting for the South.
But given that he did fight for the South, he's lasted a long time, and seeing as he doesn't seem to be terribly smart in terms of getting out of the daylight quickly, I'm not entirely sure that he managed to do that. But he was in it, and Adrian Pasdar, who, you know, later on became, I think it was Nathan in Heroes when he was much younger and much cuter in those days. It actually was interesting because it had three people in it. Bill Paxton, Lance Henriksen, and Jeanette Goldstein, who were all in Aliens the year before. Yep. So they all showed up in this movie the next year.
Bill Paxton
was
so
amazing.
Good in Aliens.
He was fabulous in this movie. He was having a lot of fun.
He has to be because it's Bill Paxton.
And I might say the barroom brawl sequence
in
this film, which is
absolutely
wonderful.
Excellent.
I'm going to watch this one. I'm so wrong.
It's very gory, but not gore that's, it's just very gory.
And we do actually see our hero recover from vampirism.
That was quite interesting.
Yes. The secret was a blood transfusion by his dad.
Apparently that works really well. His dad, who's a vet, by the way.
So just happens to have all the equipment around.
This is a promising sounding film.
It didn't necessarily make a lot of sense, but it's fun. It's certainly fun. And again, it doesn't mention the word vampire anywhere in the movie.
But it's clearly what they are.
It's clearly that they are definitely vampires.